779 from WSBT 889.
Yeah, John, were you calling me? I would have the radio in the other room.
Yeah, I was. Just checking in with you. Just seeing how you're doing. Seeing what's going on.
Well, we've got some super dogs from Dick Howard's and making broccoli, so I love the super dogs. So we're making those and I'm doing dishes and getting ready for the week. I have the week off next week and did it for Christmas and my birthday, so try to do as little as possible, I suppose.
Well, happy birthday. Yeah, we got the week off too. We're actually, we're going to work tomorrow. And, man, today has been really hectic. I turned around and working on the OIT bids up at, on the two buildings up at OIT and landed both of those within the last 2 days. So, man, we've about got our year sewn up already. But, we're going to have a good week off for the holidays, so that works for me, definitely. I'm so been so stressed and wore out that, but our year's landed, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm also hoping to get my NAM license application processed because it's been a delay and, you know, it's probably the holidays or it's a government website, so if I get it next week, apply for it, I consider that my Christmas present, get my ham license.
What's the cost for the license now? I don't remember. I mean, it's been since 82 since I've had one, but what does it cost now?
Well, I went to the club, did the testing, and that was only $15 for the exam and everything, and the actual license is $35.
Is that per year?
What'd you say? I couldn't quite hear you.
I said, is that per year?
No, it's for the duration of the license. That's 10 years, so not bad at all.
No, not bad at all. That's comparable to GMRS. GMRS is the same thing, so yeah, hey, that works.
Back when I got my GMRS, it was still $70. And I think at that time, the cost was lowered, but the website and the billing didn't catch up, so everybody still had to pay $70 for it, for the 10-year license.
Yeah, I looked into GMRS, I think it was about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. And I thought at one point in time that I saw that where it was like 80 or 85 for the 10 years. I don't remember exactly, but it just kind of seems to me, I know they had dropped it down to the 35 for the 10, for the 10 years, but I remember looking into it here, and I wasn't sure about it, and I didn't know enough about it, but I know it was quite a bit more than what it is now.
Yeah, for sure. Before I study, get my general license and see how that goes. I don't have any plans to go on HF at the moment, but you never know in the future. Just got more options with repeaters and other things right now, so I'm just kind of taking it in stride.
Yeah, that's always true, too. But it isn't necessarily just more options with repeaters. If, you know, stuff does get tough, I mean, you can always go linear and not depend, be independent of the repeaters, basically, and use linear power, depending on your license and, you know, what wattage you can go. I remember that was a big factor when I had my license back in the 70s and 80s.
If I'm not mistaken, I think technician class can do 10 meter, and I think you're limited to 200 watts. I think I remember that. I could be wrong.
I know there's three different classifications to it. I do know that. And, or basically restrictions, I guess you would call it.
Or operating privileges, I guess you could say.
Yeah, which one did you get, the technician?
Yeah, I studied for it and didn't know I passed, and they said, do you want to try if you're a general? I said, I didn't study for it, but I'll try it. I bombed it pretty hard because I didn't really know any of the extensive questions. I told them I'd be surprised if I got one right because I didn't study for it.
The general's not the highest. That's the middle, isn't it?
Amateur extra is the highest, general's the middle, and technician's the lowest.
That's what I remember. I've thought about it. I'm not really sure. I know it might be something that can be used, you know, later down the road, you know, if stuff gets tough, but you also got to look at is what controllability is going to be out there when stuff does get tough. To where anybody's monitoring whether you're licensed, legal, or so forth.
Yeah, you got a point, because everything is monitored, so it's not like it's digital encrypted or anything. Can't do that.
Yeah, with satellites nowadays, it could very well be monitored. But encrypted, boy, they'd have a mess at attempting that. Well, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. Technology, man, from when I was in the military in the 80s to now, and I had a top three red security clearance, and there was pretty much nothing that I couldn't do as far as crypto and scrambling, decipher, fade act, ballistic directions, and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be up in the air. Military's got a lot of capabilities, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've heard stories about changing encryptions every single week and stuff and, you know, locking it down, especially over in Afghanistan. My friend was a combat vet and he had stories about radio operations and people on the radio that couldn't really talk clear, and it was a mess, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
That's what I was doing overseas, was setting the codes and the encryptions and the deciphering, basically, for every encryption that you produce. Basically, to encrypt something, you got to have some way to decode or decipher it. So, yeah, that's what I was doing overseas. And, yeah, we overseas, because of being in Germany, and East Berlin was still up at the time, and Russian border was a big thing. I mean, we were within the tri-borders. It was a big thing, so it was every 2 days we would turn around and change any encryption or decoding that we had.
Yeah, nice. I'll hate to cut you short, but the super dogs are ready, so I'm going to probably eat, but good talking with you and hearing from you again. So we've all been pretty busy this year and this season especially.
I hear that, Boris. Yeah, I haven't been on here much either. I turn around to check in, you know, I don't know, mid-morning, close to the afternoon, and say I'm monitoring, but I've been up at OIT today and had meetings today, and yeah, we landed our year's worth of work right here in town. I think I'll be looking for one more smaller job to bid. Well, I say smaller, but it's actually be monetarily pretty good size. So I'm the only estimator, so I got one more smaller job compared to these to land, and we are definitely done for the year. So, hey, you guys have a good one. Tell Chantel hi. Boys, hi. And we will talk to you later. You have a good one. Enjoy your night. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
Thanks, John. They say hi. So take care. Have a good one. WRGY 779.